Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Senate is expected to vote this week on the Violence Against Women Act. Well, maybe, after ironing out a political spat. Since 1994, Violence Against Women's Act, or VAWA as it's called, has provided criminal penalties and grant money to fight domestic violence and sexual assault. Congress has twice reauthorized it with unanimous Senate support. Another reauthorization would be needed by September, but this is an election year, and what was once smooth sailing hit choppy waters. The Christian Science Monitor's Gail Chadwick is with us. So, Gail, what was the snag?
Well, the snag was Republicans took strong exception to some elements added to the bill, including more visas for victims of domestic violence who are in the country illegally, no discrimination in shelters against gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered couples, individuals. And for the first time, this bill would give Native American tribes jurisdiction in cases where a non-Native man, for example, had abused a woman. And for some Republicans, this was just too much. They saw it as a sort of Trojan horse for expanding immigration law or health care law. You know, once you have a visa, you're also eligible for new health care provisions.
Well, but that's a real trap for them because, and they did feel a trap had been set, if they don't vote for the bill, which has been unanimously voted for in the past, Violence Against Women Act, because of these provisions, it positions them as voting against fighting domestic abuse.
Exactly. And it also feeds directly into a very dangerous narrative that Republicans are waging a war on women. Now, the president needs women votes. He needs double-digit advantage, and he has that right now. But Republicans are mounting a kind of counter here that looks a lot like what they're doing with student loans. You know, the president wants to keep student loans rates low, and people expected Republicans would oppose it because it costs too much. Romney today said, no, I will support lower student loans. And by the way, it's the president's economy that has made jobs so difficult for students. So same thing with women's issues. It's the president's economy that is making jobs so difficult for women. That's the Republican response.
Well, but so they seem to be robbing the Democrats of these traps that they're setting. But today there's news that Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has agreed to a short-term agreement on VAWA. But Republicans also introduced an alternative bill. This is one that would reduce the number of visas for undocumented immigrant victims of violence, but it would add more money for stopping sexual assaults. It would double the sentence for rape, create a one-year sentence for possessing child pornography. So they've got their alternative. What's expected to happen here, Gail?
Well, there'll be a debate. Both bills will be debated, and the Violence Against Women Act will pass. There is no way this will be filibustered at this point. It has 61 votes, 61 supporters. Republicans will bring up their vote, their bill. That'll get votes as well. It will not pass. The interesting thing is what's going to happen in the House. I'm hearing that by midweek, Republican women are going to speak to this issue and come up with a proposal of their own. So I think what you're going to see is that Republicans on the House and the Senate and certainly on the presidential trail are not going to go gently into that good night on the war on women. They will come up with alternatives and will not cede that point.
Well, and tell us more about what you think will happen in the House.
Well, I think it's going to be really challenging in the House because anything that has to do with immigration, for example, anything that looks like you're making the road easier for anyone in the country illegally, is that's a litmus test among House Republicans. So there'll be a lot of pressure, especially from the most conservative wing of the party, to not pick up anything like what is going to pass the Senate. But they need a credible alternative of their own. And at the end of the day, I think the closer we get to the election, the less satisfying it is for leadership on either side to preside over gridlock. Yeah. They need a result here.
Gail Chadwick on the upcoming vote on the Violence Against Women's Act. She covers Capitol Hill for the Christian Science Monitor. Gail, thanks as always.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take a 30-second break. When we come back, the BBC's Owen Bennett-Jones. I don't know why I feel the need to say it that way. He's in our studios, and we're going to talk to him about a range of topics in 30 seconds here and now.